The broad alliance is a very important development in the life of the politics of our country. For a long time, we've been criticized for working separately. The ANC existing, the CCT, another thing, the MTC, that. But we have realized that although we have separate issues that we are addressing, but there's one common thing, which is that we want to see this country become a democratic country. And so to the extent that we want to fight for democracy and have a responsible and responsive government, we have to work together.
Is this a new body that is emerging to challenge the government, swallowing the existing groups?
No, not at all. This is not a new body, and nor do we intend to form a new body. There will not be a new body. This is an arrangement, and that's the best way of understanding the broader lens. It is an arrangement whereby the existing organizations come together from time to time to fight a common issue. That's what we are doing. And we are stronger that way. So, for example, quite clearly the pathetic state of our affairs in the country, people suffering and the government being responsible for it, and we say, together let's call for action. That's what the broad alliance will be doing.
But, Dr. Maduku, there are those political analysts who are already criticizing this broad alliance, saying that it was only Maduku, Maduku, and Maduku, and no other leader was visible to come out in the open and challenge the system or to try to mobilize on the ground.
Well, I think that would be a mistaken perception, although we understand where the impression is coming from. It was part of our arrangement that we would have the coordinator, at the moment I'm the coordinating person, speak out there in the press and announce issues. But if the public really feels that they want the key people in the alliance to come out openly, which I seem to be seeing and hearing, we'll take note of that and then address it. But it is not true that I was the only person who was behind this thing and so forth.
Some people are saying the mass action was a flop. Don't you think it's high time you change your strategy?
We're obviously going to change our tactics, but not because there is any flop here. There has been reasonable success, as we have maintained. But changing our tactics would require us to take note of the fact that stairways are not in themselves a very effective weapon. So we have to look at other strategies, which we will be considering in the next 1 week and even implementing. We believe now that stairways must be accompanied by peaceful protests and demonstrations.